Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning tonight continues from what we began last night when we started talking about how it is that a person should come to the Beis HaKnesses, to the Beis Medrash, to the Shul, the synagogue, or to the study hall, that the pace, the speed, that a person should go larutz kishaholich lebeis HaKnesses, a person should run with a sense of emphasis and with alacrity, with purpose, running to the Beis HaKnesses, that even on Shabbos it's permissible for a person to do so. Why? Because it shows that a person has a cheshek, a person has a rotzon, a desire that's only when going to the Beis HaKnesses. However, when leaving the shul, a person should do so with great reticence, with pause, with a sense of slowness, benachas, showing not that being in the Beis HaKnesses was an ol, was a burden, was difficult, was with a hardship, but rather it's almost painful to leave the Beis HaKnesses, and that's how a person leaves the shul, but rather slowly. Tonight we're going to discuss the timing, not so much the pace and the speed, but tonight it's the timing. So we understand that obviously when a person has a very important meeting, person has to get somewhere to be able to perhaps interview or to have perhaps have a meeting with a potential client, one is best suited if they get there nice and early. So we see that there's no difference between one meeting and the next. And al achas kama v'kama, all the more so when a person has a meeting with a Kodesh Baruch Hu dalif nemiata oimed, a person should always know before whom it is that one stands. And so therefore we understand that halacha le'olam yashkim adam lebeis hakneses, person should hurry, should wake up earlier, should hasten to go to Mincha Maariv earlier, should go to any of the tefillos. Yashkim should be with hastened, with a quickness, with an alacrity to the Beis HaKnesses. Why? For a very important purpose. Kidei sheyimneim ha'asara rishonim. Person should ideally try to be there to be counted among the first 10 in the minyan. She'afilu me'a anoshim ba'im achrav. And that means even if there's going to be 100 that are going to come after him. Noitel schar keneged kulam. This is based on a Gemara, Meseches Brachos, Mem Zayin Omud Beis. A person achieves and acquires the reward, the schar, for everybody that follows. That means if you're at a minyan with 99 other people, you're the first one there, that the schar, the reward that you receive, is measured by the 99 people that come after. So kol amashkim, a person who comes early, you'll be able to neitel schar, grab the reward, grab the schar. Bein b'shachris, mincha, omayriv, v'dafko shemispal shamimohim, but that's only, of course, assuming that you're davening with them. So this includes all of the tefillos, and dafka, assuming that you're davening together with them, that's what it would be. So it's not that, for example, as we know, that for, let's just say, a person's traveling on the road, or a person's in isolation, or a person's in quarantine, and you're not going to daven with the minyan, but rather you're going to daven at the same time as the minyan. So, that's what's recommended in the poskim. So, the shul davens at 7:30, for example, bonagit. L'dugma, you're davening at 7:30 in the shul typically, usually, but you're staying home. So if you're staying home, so of course the halacha is that you should daven at the same time if you're not able to make it to the shul. So let's say the minyan starts at 7:30. So you get to your house spot where you're going to daven at 7:10. It's not the pshat that you are able to get the 20 minutes of schar whoever came earlier. No, it has to be that you're dafka davening with them. That's the Gemara Maseches Brachos. He quotes the Machatzis HaShekel, in Isif Cotton Chofches, where he says Da'af be'asara harishonim harishon noitel schar hates. That means among the 10, of course, if you're the first 10, so you get the schar of the 9, that follow. Vasheni, it's not just the first guy that's there, but even let's just say you're the second guy. So noitel schar haches, so you get the 8 that come after, so on and so forth. That means that all of the ones, depending on who comes after you, so you get the schar. Of course, if you're number 1, you get everyone. If you're number 8, you get the 2 that come as the mashal minyan and everybody that comes after that. Weiter afke sheyesh kvar asara the Beis HaKnesses. Let's just say you get them. There's already 10 in the Beis HaKnesses. Already 10 in the shul. So kol amakdim levoy acharehem. Anybody who comes after malosa meruba ma'bayim acharav. Of course, as we've been saying, that anybody who comes before the other ones, so you get their schar. Dafilu mishe'ein bichalosa lios ma'asar rishonim. Let's say a person doesn't have the cholos. Person doesn't have the ability b'nei tereach anikios. Let's say a person has to use the restroom, the washroom. Person has to prepare themselves, has certain tirchas, certain preparations that one has to make to ready for davening. Nonetheless, a person yahad lavay muktam kichol haefsher. Of course, to whatever extent the person can. So then, the schar that is awaiting that person will be then given to that person. So we've discussed the pace, the speed, the haste, and now we've discussed the timing. And it's of course alachas kama v'kama, if one's going to be careful with other meetings, and certainly one should be exceedingly careful, and especially careful when it comes to the meeting, daily meeting, thrice daily meeting we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, dalif nehemiata omed, shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid, to be early, to be able to get the schar that we have waiting for us, and the schar of those who come after. From my family to yours, I want to wish you a beautiful evening, and a wonderful, a glorious and a holy Shabbos Kodesh.